Hello, and welcome to our IBM System I podcast. I'm Dave Harlan, and I'm here today with George Gaylord, Enterprise Offerings Manager for the System I platform. George is here to give us some insight into the July 24th System I announcement. And George, I really just want to know right now, what are the highlights? What are the key announcements, and who really should care about them?
Well, there are several new enhancements that we've made on July 24th in a number of areas. First of all, we are beginning the introduction of Power 6 generation of processors into the System I platform. And we started this this year with the new System I 570. We're going to deliver a simple, more flexible product structure. Certainly, we're going to deliver great performance with the new Power 6 processors and some enhancements in the 570 product itself. Second thing is we're going to preview a major new release of the i5OS operating system that we're going to deliver in the 2008 timeframe. But we're going to let our customers know this is coming. Obviously, it's very important for them to have planning and information about the new functionality that will be available in the future. And so we're going to provide that information now and give them plenty of time and notice about it. The third is some application area enhancements, including the availability of MySQL, the leading open source database in the industry, is going to be available on i5OS. This will help customers with PHP applications and other open source applications run them on the System I platform. And lastly is a new DB2 web query product for System I clients that's going to help our customers that have query and report writing needs really have take a dramatically forward with some of the capabilities they have with the System I and i5OS.
So, George, let's start with the first item you mentioned in your list. Tell me, I know there's a 570 in the product line already. Tell me a little bit more about this new 570. What's new about it, and who should care about it?
Well, the System I 570 is designed for our medium to large System I enterprise clients. It's a modular system today with Power 5. It's delivered in a 2-to-4-way, a 4-to-8, or even up to a 16-way data center server. It runs i5OS, it runs Linux, and it runs AIX, IBM's Unix operating system. So our customers, this is for major application support in our larger customer set. Now, what we're delivering with this announcement is a new generation of Power 6 processor technology, as well as some new I/O technologies, and we're restructuring the 570 to really be more responsive to what our clients have asked us for. And that is the ability to grow and add applications to this environment, turn on additional processors, add memory to the system, and really grow it as needed in our largest customers without disruption.
Okay, so tell me what the advantages are of the Power 6 addition to this product line.
Well, like we have done over the years, we are incorporating a new generation of processor technology. Now, Power 6 is the latest processor technology in the industry. It's actually the fastest microprocessor ever built when we launched it in our System P product line this spring. This announcement is now beginning the introduction of Power 6 processor technology into the System I platform, and this will happen across the rest of our product line over the next year or so. The System I 570 is going to be a very significant introduction of Power 6 because not only are we going to deliver these processors, which deliver enormous amount of additional capacity, but we're also going to restructure the 570 to be a simpler to buy, simpler to own, and a highly customizable system.
Yeah, so tell me about that. It's a simpler structure, different additions, different ways of customizing things?
Okay, well, let's start with the additions. Today in the Power 5 generation, customers buy one of several additions, and an addition has different software and hardware packaging to it. So you can buy a standard edition, which, say, is a 2-to-4-way with an i5OS license for the first processor, and then you can add additional applications and software as you need it. Our traditional customers have bought what's called the Enterprise Edition, which comes not only with a set of value-added software like performance tools, backup utilities, even things like WebSphere, Application Server Express, but also then it comes with 5250 online transaction processing enablement, which is a protocol that's been widely used in the System I world all the way back to the AS400 days in the 80s and the 90s. Now, with the new edition structure, what we're going to do with the Power 6570 is move to a single i5OS edition, a new packaging which essentially allows our customers to buy only what they need to use on the system. Everything will be optional, including the online transaction processing by processor. They can activate additional processors, and the 570 is built on a four-way node structure. So you get a single node with four cores in it, and then as you grow the system, you add additional nodes. So if you want to go from a two- to four-way to a four- to eight-way, you add a second node to the system. If you want to grow to a 16-way, then you can add two more nodes to the system. In each node, you can activate up to the four processors as you grow.
So it's really upgradable within the system. What's the story for existing customers? Are there upgrade paths available?
Sure. Like most of our technology has been, and it's kind of a hallmark of the System I platform, is that we do provide upgrades and investment enhancements for many of our customers. The Power 6570 is going to be upgradable, of course, from the Power 5 and the Power 5 Plus 570s, but also from our 550 customers at Power 5, which are our four-way servers, as well as the last generation of our Power 4 processors, the 870, 890, and 825. And that's important because withdrawal paths for these products will be withdrawn at the end of this year, first part of next year. So many of these customers have been installed for several years. They're looking for additional capacity, and the 570 with Power 6 technology will be the perfect growth path for them.
And the upgrade really isn't just about performance. It's performance giving people a chance for more efficiency, right?
That's true. In terms of the Power 6 technology, if you compare a single node of the 570 with Power 6 processors, it can provide the same capacity that a 16-way 870 did with 16 processors. That's over a 350% efficiency improvement and less energy by about a factor of 3 to 4.
And what about operational efficiency? I've heard people throw that around. Tell me about what this does for operational efficiency.
Yes, there's a lot of focus on energy efficiency in the data center, and you can deliver energy efficiency with virtualization technologies like logical partitioning. You can deliver it with other capacity benefits like, of course, the Power 6 technology brings. But in the System I platform, we use the term operational efficiency because it's really about getting the most out of all of your computing resources, not just the processor itself, but being able to support your I/O environments, being able to support your business processes, things like using a single backup and a single set of backup resources and processes to back up all of your applications. You can do that when you're virtualizing and having all of your applications run on a single server. We want to make it very easy for our customers to get more out of the systems they have, to run the systems at a very high set of utilization so they can get the most out of their IT investments. That is really what we're trying to do here, is instead of having servers running at 10 to 15% and having lots of them, System I customers, you'll tend to find fewer servers, and you'll tend to find them very well utilized, and they're managing them with only several people in a typical operating environment, even our largest customers.
So, George, it's great that you're saying this and that IBM is saying this. Why should customers believe you?
Well, of course they should believe me because I'm an honest guy, but I'm not the only person or organization that will attest to it. You can certainly read references on the System I website, talk to System I customers, and in fact, there's an IDC report that's just been published that talks about the sustained uptime of the System I, the dramatic difference in System I uptime when compared to x86 servers. It also talks about the efficiency of staffing, the operational efficiency of having less people managing a System I and getting more users per server with a System I. And that's because of the technology, because of the reliability, and because what i5OS delivers in terms of security, reliability, and system integrity.
So all of this efficiency is great. I'm wondering, it's not just about hardware. This efficiency is also enabled by operating environment, operating system. So I heard you mention i5OS earlier. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, i5OS is the flagship operating system of the System I product line. It's been around for a number of years, and it was OS 400 was the name of it even before i5OS. We're going to be previewing a new version of i5OS that will be available in 2008. This is going to be version 6, release 1, and it offers a number of significant enhancements for our customers.
So tell me a little bit about some of those enhancements.
Well, without going into a lot of detail in the time we have today, there's several areas. One of them will be extended storage area network, or SAN, integration. We'll have new fiber adapters and better performance for customers that are in SAN environments. We're also going to make some virtualization improvements, one of which our customers have asked us for is the ability for one i5OS partition to host storage and serve virtual storage to another i5OS partition. We do that for Linux partitions and AIX partitions today, but now we'll be able to do it for i5OS partitions. This is important for people to bring up development or test partitions without having to dedicate I/O to them. There's also going to be some Java improvements with a new 64-bit JVM, as well as simpler deployment of and better integration with web services. So a number of significant highlights across performance, functionality, as well as even in things like encryption and intrusion protection.
So George, you mentioned web services. I know that there was also an announcement of MySQL support in i5OS. In this recent announcement, that's kind of a key piece of the web puzzle for some customers, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, because many customers are running PHP applications in their web environments today, and MySQL is the leading open source database in the industry. So rather than try to have folks take those PHP applications and retool them to run with DB2, which is certainly possible and provides a number of advantages, but many customers would like to just run those applications against a MySQL database. So we are announcing the availability of MySQL to actually run on i5OS and be a supported environment to support these web applications like the PHP ones I just mentioned.
So, George, you mentioned DB2. Are there enhancements announced for DB2 as well?
Most of our database functionality enhancements are delivered on major release boundaries or like the new version 6, release 1 of i5OS that will be delivered next year. What we are delivering with this announcement is a new product called IBM DB2 Web Query for SystemI. This is a web-based query and report writing product that's powered by the popular Web Focus product from Information Builders, one of our business partners. This will provide enhancements to the Query for iSeries product, which has been the standard reporting and data interface for many of our customers over the years. Now, this new base product will have reporting and graphing assistance, spreadsheet integration, and it'll be provided to customers that are on software maintenance that have the query product for a number of their users.
So you've now hit on the SystemI 570, the MySQL announcement, the DB2 web query announcement, and the i5OS preview. Can you tell us a little bit about when some of these things will be available?
Well, sure. Just in summary, the announcement that we're making here at the end of July, the delivery for the SystemI 570 with the Power 6 processors will happen. We're taking orders for that starting in the August timeframe, and we'll deliver the first systems in the September timeframe by end of third quarter. The official general availability date is the 14th of September. Now, the other products are also being staged. I mentioned the new preview of the next version of i5OS. That's just really a planning statement, and that new version will be available in 2008. The DB2 Web Query product will be available in the September timeframe as well, and the MySQL product will be available on August 17th.
I think you gave us most of the information we need. Where would good people go to get more information if they wanted to get some details?
Well, sure. They can always check the announcement letters that IBM publishes on major announcements. On July 31st will be the official announcement letter date. In terms of just general information, the best place that I would point people to is the SystemI website. It's www.ibm.com/systems/i. And that's really where we try to disseminate a lot of information, and you can find customer references as well as access to plenty of technical information on that website. And, of course, you can always contact your local IBM business partner or your IBM sales rep, because they are really the conduit into the product information and sales assistance for our customers.
Well, George, that's great. Do you have any final words for us?
Well, my final words would really just be to thank all of our customers for their continued business, the confidence that they've shown in our system over the years. We as IBM employees appreciate their business on any of our platforms, but our System I customer community is certainly close to our hearts, and we appreciate everything that they do and the confidence they give us.
And George, I think they appreciate the information. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much.